In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, I had a nice vacation. How are these for texts? Starting off August, huh? Remember, you have died, and the life you now live is hidden with Christ in God. Nothing is more practical than finding God. Nothing. Nothing more practical than coming to love in the most absolute way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, and what you do with your evenings, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything, because there is nothing more practical than finding God, who is love. Pedro Arrupe, former director of the Jesuit order. Christian love has never been about emotionalism or sentimentality or personal piety. From the outset, Christian love has demanded thoughtfulness, clarity of vision, and commitment to truth and reality. But that's a high price to pay, isn't it? This path is not easy. Every human being wants wholeness. We want fullness of life, but we fear oneness with each other. Right? For that to happen, what am I going to lose by getting invested in you and other people? What's the cost of that? Right? Futility. It's all futility. Right? You heard it in the Bible. And you know who's saying that? Kohelet? It's King Solomon. King Solomon at the height of his powers. He inherited the kingdom from King David. He expands it. They became the dominant, number one power in their region in that day. Wealth beyond imagination, reputation, wisdom, 700 wives and 300 concubines. He clearly believed in family values. It's all a waste. You work, you die, it goes to the kids, they squander it. What's the point? Huh? You know, the poor, the hungry, and the imprisoned will never say such a thing. I thought we got rid of monarchies, but now we got the 1%. It's all futile! What's the point? Isn't that the goal of our materialist consumer society? Complete autonomy so that I don't need you. That's the point, right? So you don't have to be in relationship with anybody else. But there's a terrible price we are paying for it, and it is an intense and fierce loneliness, which is destroying people's lives. It is the driving factor in the society, is the aloneness inside of people. No fullness, no expectation of warmth of life, no sense of future, just shadow existences. Which is why Colossians urges us this morning, focus, my friends, set your hearts on what's above, what's within, what's among us. Focus there. Because otherwise we'll get lost. Because you've died. You've died to that old way of being, haven't you? You don't buy all that stuff anymore. Well, of course, we're torn and we go back and forth, but you don't believe in it anymore. We've died to that. And our lives are now hidden. The meaning of our lives is hidden with Christ in God, who is love. You've moved on. You've moved on. Love, however, can do strange things. Be spontaneous or creative or provocative, right? But wherever there is love, there's energy. Have you noted that? If I say I loved my vacation, I loved Montana, I love our cat, I love my family, you know something's off. It's love which brings both clarity and energy. And we get to decide every day whether we're going to love or not, whether we let that divine love inhabit us. Keep birthing us, because we've died, and the life we now live is hidden with Christ in God's love. And we need to know that the world resists loving, doesn't it? The world fears loving. It wants infatuation, but it doesn't want relationship. The world rejects the cost of loving each other. So Jesus clearly says today, be prepared. Be prepared. He says regarding open and fearless speech among hypocrites, you don't need to fear those who threaten, who can kill the body, but be afraid. This is Jesus. Be afraid of those who steal and kill your body and your soul. Look out. Private Bradley Manning revealed secret war logs from Afghanistan and Iraq, which document our torturing other people. Secret detention centers. Indiscriminate killing of civilians, including children. If that happened here, what do you think the response would be? He gave the material to the Washington Post and New York Times, who refused to carry it, though 40 years ago they carried the Pentagon Papers, which were far more threatening. You know that? So he gave it to WikiLeaks, who gave it to the Pentagon and asked them to vet it, and the Pentagon refused. And 2 years ago, Robert Gates, as defense secretary, had the Defense Department review this material. And Robert Gates said publicly that the material presented had not revealed any sensitive intelligence, sources, or methods. That's a quote from the Defense Secretary. And Bradley Manning's been sentenced to 150 years in prison. I don't know if he's a person of faith. I do know Jesus understands the dynamics of people who are truth tellers, who get labeled as traitors by hypocrites. And I know Bradley Manning is part of the body of Christ. But courage to speak the truth. 25-year-old kid who doesn't believe it's all futility. Christ is making new human beings of us. And it is not the violation of life, but the transformation of life by loving, which is where our future lies. The cross, that self-giving love of the one for the many, is the foundation of our community and unity with all. Because our faith insists on gathering into community all who are empty, truth-tellers, the unrelated, and the unloved. There is nothing more practical than finding God. Nothing more practical than finding love in the most absolute way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what gets you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love. It decides everything, for nothing is more practical than finding God. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.